with Kim Gravel.
Hey, everybody. Kim Gravel here with LOL with Kim Gravel. I'm so thrilled to be... Thank you, just right off the bat, for listening. And if you would tell somebody about LOL with Kim Gravel, because we're going to start digging a little deeper into some of what makes living out loud so important and so fulfilling in some of these episodes. So tell a friend, share it, rate and review us, please. We'd love to hear you. But I just thank you for listening today, because I have something, Zach, I want to talk about. We're going to start something new here at LOL with Kim Gravel. We're going to do a segment called Collecting Confidence. For those of you who don't know, I'm in the throes of completing my book entitled Collecting Confidence as of right now. I want to break down some of those segments, some of those chapters, and why I wanted to write this and why I think collecting confidence is such an important topic, Zach. I see this crisis of confidence in the world today, in our government, in our corporations, in even the family unit, in our churches, in our communities. People are having this crisis of confidence when it comes to trusting. And don't you feel like we're in a moment where people are having this crisis of confidence?
Yeah, it's funny. I think you're totally right, Kim. It's almost like there's a dual crisis of confidence that I'm seeing, which is like either people are lacking the confidence to help themselves, or people are overconfident and using that overconfidence to maybe take them in the wrong direction. Right?
Ooh, nice. No, it is a double-edged sword there.
Right.
Totally true. But that overconfidence is fake.
Right. Yes.
It's not real. So it's a crisis.
Really shouldn't be called confidence, maybe. Maybe it's even something else.
Yeah. We're at the point where I think we're all looking and seeking. And I love seekers. I always say this: seek and you shall find, you know, ask and it shall be given, knock and the door will be answered. I totally believe that, because I think people who are looking for something, you got to be careful where you look, but you'll find it, or it'll find you. And so in collecting confidence, it's this moment in time, I think, where people are wanting more out of their life, more out of their purpose. I want to talk about how to navigate through obstacles in your life.
Okay.
Because I think that's the key to success. And I tell people all the time, I talk about purpose a lot, and I talk about how the best is not behind you, it's in front of you. And we have all these feel-good messages out there, and it's absolutely truth, and positivity is amazing. But if you can't navigate obstacles, and an obstacle can be a nail in your tire, it could be a person, it could be a personality conflict with someone, it could be a variable plethora of things in your life, that if you cannot learn how to navigate the obstacles and use them to your advantage, because I always say this, if the obstacle is not removed, then it will be used. And I've learned that because, you know, we're living in a world now where it's like everything is so heightened. Everything is fight or flight. Everything is do or die. I posted something on my social media. I said, people are not as bad as they seem, and people are not as good as they pretend. I think that's a good statement.
I think that's sort of the sign of our times.
Right. I mean, people always ask me, how are you successful? How are you successful? Mostly, I'm just still standing.
Right, you've kept at it.
I've learned how to navigate through the jungle of obstacles. If we can talk about today how you can do that, and how you can, some of the practices I have put in place in my life to be able to manage the emotion of obstacles and the stress and the fear and all of that, I think people would see a really big uptick in their success in their life. I always tell people, Zach, the best is not behind you. It's in front of you.
Yeah.
I always say, if you're not 6 feet under, you're not done. And I think a lot of people listening might think, you know, it's over for them. Whatever their thing is over. But I'm here to tell you it's not. And I think why people have this fatigue of pursuit of their passions and purpose is because of obstacles.
Okay, what does that mean?
Okay, so I'm talking about how you see an obstacle.
Okay.
Honest to God, today, if it's going too well, I get worried.
Ooh.
Because now I look at obstacles as absolute growth.
Oh.
Obstacles are not to prevent you from getting to your destination. They are preparing you to get to your destination.
I love that.
And I'm telling you, when I shifted the way I looked at things that were happening to me, because this is the bottom line, y'all. You cannot control a lot of times what happens to you. I mean, you can't. You can put some parameters in place. You can put some boundaries up. You can make better decisions. Yes, yes, yes. And let me tell you something. Don't beat yourself up if you have been making bad mistakes that have caused obstacles in your life. Hear me clearly. If you have made mistakes in your life, please, for the love of God, let it go. Okay? We are human beings. Perfection is a myth. You'll never accomplish perfection. Hear me clearly, because so many people are not living in their purpose or their destiny, or not even happy in their lives because of the past mistakes they've made. Remember, your best is not behind you. It is ahead of you. And when an obstacle comes your way, embrace it.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean by that, Zach?
I think I know what you mean.
Okay, tell me what you think I mean then.
I think what you're trying to say, or what you are saying, is that you always have to be learning from every single mistake.
Not only learning from it. I think we've got that. I think we teach, okay, everything's a learning experience. I'm talking about run towards it.
Okay.
Run into it.
Are you talking about taking risks then?
I'm talking about fighting the fear.
Okay.
I used to have this fear. Okay. Long story short, I was Miss Georgia. I was very young. I was 19. Mm-hmm. I went to Miss America. Now, when I was 19, I was a total idiot. Okay. I'm not saying all 19-year-olds are.
I think we all look back and think that.
Kim was a total idiot. Not only was I not experienced at all, but I thought I was an expert. And I love it because today it's come around. There's so many experts out there with absolutely no experience.
Yeah.
So that everybody says, well, the times have changed. Now people are experts with no experience. No, that's always been. I was that at 19. I thought I was an expert and had absolutely no experience.
Mm-hmm.
So at 19, I go to Miss America. I'm very naive. And I learned real fast that life ain't fair. Okay. Long story short, they turned my mic off. No one could hear me sing. First time in history. I was on USA Today. It was just so controversial, blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a big deal. It was a big deal. And
it was a mistake?
Who knows? It was a punch in the gut to me personally, mm-hmm. because I did not know how to navigate the real life scenario, that real experience, right? So the mm-hmm. expert became a dummy real quick. So fast forward to today. So ever since that loss at Miss America, every season of my life, I lived in fear that it was going to go away. Okay?
Okay.
So relationships, I would be afraid, not that they were going to leave me and I was insecure, that it was just going to go away. Something was going to happen and my mic was going to get turned off.
Like the rug would get pulled out from under you.
Because they turned my mic off at Miss America or it whatever happened. And that I felt like cost me the crown.
So just paint the picture for me.
Yeah.
So you hit the stage to perform.
My talent. Sing. Yes.
Yep.
Opera, Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
Well, I want to take it back and say my interview was messed up. I had to start my interview over again. Okay. So I'm just trying to set you up here with how this obstacle affected me long term. Mm-hmm. So I walked into my interview at Miss America. Something happened. I don't know. You know, you're in it. You don't know. It's a technical difficulty. And you see my air quotes. I had to go back out, start my interview over. That threw me.
Yeah.
And then, because I knew something wasn't right, I just didn't know what it was. And then when I sang my talent, my mic went off. Coincidence or what? Who knows? Had to do that again. First time that ever happened. So, and then I didn't make top 10 at Miss America and didn't win. I was chosen to be an ambassador to Japan. I was good enough to do that, but not. So you have to think about a 19-year-old mind. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, everything good that comes to me goes away.
Mm-hmm.
So that carried, that obstacle, that thinking went in every aspect of my life.
Ooh,
in relationships, I thought, oh, it's going to go away. It gets too good, it's going to go away.
You said that obstacle, that thinking. Are you saying the obstacle is in your head?
Right.
Okay.
So fast forward to Kim of Queens. I entered that. I knew I wanted to be, take it to a national level, this platform of empowerment for women. So when I did Kim of Queens, and you were a part of that, Zach,
mm-hmm.
my fear from day one was this is going to go away.
And in TV, that is, I mean, that's like the fear, right?
Talk about freaking obstacles. I mean, there was, that show was nothing but flipping obstacles everywhere you turn.
Oh, yeah.
So I had this embedded in me, ingrained in my head, that anything good that comes to me, it will go away. It's the way I was looking at, it was not only an obstacle in my mind, Zach, but even how I looked at obstacles, which are inevitably going to happen to everybody. I was fearful of all of those.
How would that affect your actions?
Well, you know, a lot of times I wanted to quit.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't. I'd either have people around me saying you can't quit, or I would even doubt myself and just think, well, I'm only regional. I'm not big enough. I'm not good enough, whatever. So I'm just going to stay in my lane. You know, I never would venture out. And I know people's like, Kim, really? Really? It really, that one event that started when I was 19 years old really affected everything until I decided that, well, you know, if it goes away, it wasn't meant to be. Something bigger and better's coming. Until I changed the way I looked at obstacles in my life.
LOL.
This episode is sponsored by ZocDoc. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book your appointment with them online. Seriously, y'all, it's totally free and it only takes a few seconds to search for and book an appointment with a great doctor in your area who takes your insurance. And can I say, I just did it last week and it was the easiest thing. It's so hard to find good doctors, but they, like, at your fingertips, you have a list of doctors in your network and in your area. So what are you waiting for? Go to ZocDoc.com/Kim or download their free app and check it out for yourself. I love telling people about ZocDoc because I use it. I love it. It's so easy and it is super fast, y'all. When you go to ZocDoc.com/Kim, you're also supporting our show at the same time that you're supporting your health for free. So it's a win-win, y'all. Find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc, ZocDoc.com/Kim, ZocDoc.com/Kim to find a doctor in your area, fast and free.
Kim Gravel.
People write books about success. People write how to be successful. People write different lists of things you need to do to be successful. And all that is great. But if you cannot figure out the heartbeat, the DNA, the reason why successful people are successful, I'm going to tell you, if I had to drill it down to a handful of two or three things, facing obstacles and embracing obstacles is one of the big ones. There will always be a Goliath to your David. But what you got in your slingshot, babe?
Right.
You can't look at it like there's no way. You can't look at an obstacle as an ending point. I'm telling you, it's the beginning. It is there to propel you. It will even provide for you, if you allow it.
So can you give us an example of an obstacle that you found, like with Belle by Kim Gravel?
Absolutely. So when we first started Belle by Kim Gravel, I wrote in my journal in 2006 that I wanted to be on QVC. And for those of you who don't know QVC, QVC is a retail giant like none other. It's 30 years old, probably 35 years old now. It's ahead of its time. It was television sales. It was the internet. It was social media before all that existed. It was a way to get direct to the customer, direct to our girl, and show her neat. And it's evolved. Okay. It's not gadgets anymore. It's fashion. It's everything. And it's, you know, it's over an $80 billion a year business. I mean, it's huge. It's massive. It's worldwide. Everybody I know, every celebrity calls me going, girl, I want to get on QVC. Everybody wants to be on QVC. I mean, I know it has a stigma, but the stigma is wrong. It's very empowering and amazing. So in 2006, I said, that's what I want to do. I want to have a line on QVC and I want to speak directly to my girl because I love empowering women.
Yeah.
And that was in 2006. So fast forward 5 years ago when we were pitching this line to QVC.
So 2006 all the way 5 years ago would have been what, 2016?
Yeah.
So 10 years later.
10 years later.
After you said you wanted to do that or you started out on the path to potentially doing that.
Correct.
10 years.
10 years.
Right? I just want to point to that because I think people get caught up with,
yes,
oh, Kim's on QVC. She's done TV. She's famous. She's this, she's that.
Right.
But you're a real person and it took 10 years.
Yeah. It took 10 years for me even to mature enough to get there.
Right.
I mean, you know, but that's a whole nother podcast too when you talk about manifestation. But anyway, so 10 years happened and I'm sitting in QVC pitching my beauty line and apparel line to the higher ups. Okay. So yada, yada, yada. Long story short, they loved it. They took it, both beauty and apparel. Amazing, right? All the hard work, the preparation, the obstacles to get there paid off. 2 months later, I'm slapped with a lawsuit, a frivolous lawsuit that took me to my knees. Now, keep in mind, I didn't have any money. I mean, Travis and I worked real jobs. I mean, I had done Kim of Queens, but I still was training in pageants and working and, you know, doing all that. We were in the building mode and I was slapped with this lawsuit. It was frivolous. It was nothing. But as you know, when you're faced with that kind of obstacle, you have to fight it regardless. And he wanted my name. He wanted the name Belle by Kim Gravel. He was saying I could, and we were getting ready to go on and launch 3 months later.
He was saying that name was his?
But he wanted it to be. He wanted all my intellectual property. So,
and you didn't know him at all?
No. It's horrible.
Wow.
This was horrible. This was, talk about an obstacle. I had to countersue. It was just a big nightmare. Everything I had worked for was being challenged. You want to talk about an obstacle? It not only was an obstacle, it was a brick wall on fire. And I remember falling to my knees in my living room. I get emotional talking about it because I can remember because Travis was there. And I said, I can't fight anymore. I can't fight anymore. And I remember Travis saying to me, he goes, yeah, it's not about fighting. He said, this is refining you. He said, if QVC was not going to be such a massive juggernaut for women and for your purpose, it would be easy.
Right.
The obstacle, if not removed, will be used. And that flipped a switch on me. And I realized, oh my gosh, all the fear of it's going away, it's being taken away, all of that left me. And I leaned into that. And I seriously thank God every day that I was sued.
Really?
Because all of that I have learned, contract negotiations. I have learned how to face bullies head on.
Right.
I have learned that I'm stronger than the bully. I have learned how to be in boardrooms with people smarter, more degrees, more money, more influence, and I know how to stand my ground and earn respect.
That's huge. Well, that's confidence.
That's confidence. And that's hence the thing, we're collecting confidence. That's how you collect it, is through these obstacles.
Without that moment, without you on your knees, right, at a moment of weakness, you don't get to have the moments of strength.
Oh, baby, but in your weakness and in your vulnerability, that is your strength. So if you're sitting at home and your husband's left you for somebody else, that ain't an obstacle, babe. This is propelling you. It's preparing you for what's coming. It's going to be a bigger, better relationship of what you know now what not to do.
Mm.
Knowing what not to do is more important than knowing what to do.
Right.
Because there is no formula to success. There is no 1, 2, 3, 4, do this. But there are ways to navigate the pitfalls of life. I promise you, the pitfalls are a blessing if you look at it that way, if you change the way you look at obstacles.
And so you won the lawsuit, right?
Yeah, we kicked butt and took names. I told him to his face. And he didn't listen. I said, you shouldn't do this. It's going to cost you a lot of money. I said it, not an attorney. I said it.
Right.
So now no one can say nothing to me. No, you can't come at me and threaten me and me give up. I'm not afraid of anything going away anymore. If it goes away, that means there's something bigger and better waiting on the other side. Even if it's a mistake I've made, Zach, I want everybody to listen. I'm not playing the victim here. I'm telling you, there's been mistakes that I have made personally in my life that has caused the obstacles, but even that is used. Your mistakes and your mess become your message. Don't get bogged down in perfection, that you have to be perfected in your mind before you can get somewhere. Honestly, I know we live in this bravado world where everybody is so perfect and they're, what they present out there is this image of whatever. But 9 times out of 10, y'all, most people are very, very insecure, including me. So you don't have to fake it.
Right.
You don't have to fake that you know more than you know. You don't have to fake that you're better than you are. You don't have to fake that you have more than you have. That humility and vulnerability is confidence.
Okay.
The obstacles come because we cause it, we're human, or because people can be hateful and mean, or because just life happens. But the true strong people know that, you know, I might not be able to move this mountain right now. I might not be able to change what's happening to me right now, but I can stand and learn through it. And that's how you get to success. That's the DNA of success, is valleys. There's a lot of valleys. There's more valleys than there are mountaintops, I promise you. There's things that happen every single day that try to trip you up. And if you think that's not going to happen, but what I'm saying is when those things happen, no, ooh, something good's getting ready to happen. See, I know that now. If it's too easy, I'm like, okay, hold up. Something's wrong. We got to, When things are coming at me hard and the pressure's coming on and the obstacles are coming and I'm facing a lot of, you know, pushback and blowback and all that, I know, okay, something big is getting ready to be birthed. You know, when an obstacle comes to you and you have that crisis of confidence, you've got to remind yourself who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. That's what I do. I would not have this business if it weren't mine to have.
Yeah.
And I'm naive if I think I'm not going to have to fight for it because it's massively successful. And anything great takes a lot of work, a lot of effort.
And you have to work
every day
for it. Like I see how hard you work for it.
But hard work doesn't kill people. I'm telling you, hard work is very satisfying, Zach. Accomplishment through hard work is very satisfying. What really stumps people and stops people from moving to the next level is the punches, is the obstacles, is the beatdowns.
Yeah.
If you don't figure out how to navigate and embrace that, you'll quit.
You'll quit early.
Too early. And so many people, they get up and they look like the little seed planted. And you, if you can see underneath, and it's the green stem, it's getting ready to pop through the earth, and then people quit. So it never can. Okay. But the great thing about purpose is it's in perpetuity. It's forever, always moving. And there's seasons for purpose. So whatever season, whoever's listening, whatever season you're going through in life, if you're going through a season of obstacles and heartbreak, financial, relational, career, I have a friend who will remain nameless who is really trying to just get her business off the ground. And, you know, we talk pretty often about it. And there's so many things I want to say to her that I see her going through that I can just so relate to. But the one piece of advice, she's not ready to hear it yet, but the one piece of advice I want to give her is you're working on the wrong things. Don't work on the appearance of what it looks like. Work on those little obstacles that's nipping at your heels, like a little chihuahua. That's how obstacles are. It's little bites.
Those are the hardest things to work on.
Oh, God. We want to ignore it. We want to ignore it. We want to just gloss over it and say, everything's great. It's going to be beautiful. We want to post on social media about it. And look, I'm not telling you, post all your business, bad business on social media. Ain't nobody want to hear that. So don't do that. Ain't nobody want to hear your trash on social media. We don't want to hear it. So keep it positive. But I'm just saying that it's those little things that propel you in big ways.
Well, it seems easy, right? It seems like, it feels like you get to a certain level and then, oh, your life is so great and you get to do this and that and not worry. And, you know, I think that that's just a lie.
Right. In spite of, because of.
Right.
And I know it's not exciting. I know people want to hear me be like, go, go, girl, you can do it, you can do it. And I believe that. I truly believe that. But when you get to a place where you're growing and you're leveling up, the pressure is going to level up, the fear is going to level up, the insecurity is going to level up until you embrace it. Until you embrace it.
Yeah.
But honestly, Zach, the DNA of success is hard work for sure. And it's moving in your purpose, but it's also the daily grind of navigating obstacles in your life. And sometimes, like we said earlier, the obstacle can be in your own head.
Yep.
Because I promise you, it ain't as bad as it seems. It's just not. And if I could just, my whole thing is I have really found my purpose, because my purpose is not a destination. It's not a thing. It's to edify and build people up. And it comes natural and it's easy, but getting to be able to do it is not easy.
Yeah.
I mean, just doing this podcast is hard work.
It is.
And don't we get discouraged, Zach?
It can be very discouraging.
Right. And you're out there going, is anybody listening? Does anybody care? We're one of a million podcasts. Who gives a rip? You know, you start going through all this, but yeah, you matter. You are really important. I'm telling everybody listening, I feel like your mama or your Aunt Kim or somebody, Aunt Kiki or whatever. You are so important. You're far more important than you even know. And what you have to bring matters.
Yeah.
So it's worth fighting for. It's worth facing these obstacles, but lean into it. Because like I said earlier, and I'm going to say it again, obstacles will not be removed. They will be used. Obstacles are inevitable. But I look at it like, bring it on, baby.
Does that mean that you don't get down on yourself when there's big obstacles?
Yes, you're going to get down, but you're strong. You're strong. And if you weren't strong, it wouldn't come to you. If it weren't going to be to your benefit to move through this, it wouldn't be here.
Right.
You got to look at it differently. It's all in how you look at it. Y'all, you are stronger than you know. The world is not coming to an end. It's not doom or gloom. The hope is in you. Hope is how you look at things. Hope are things that you cannot see. Faith is things that you cannot see. There are things out there you cannot see that is coming for you in your future that are amazing.
Y'all, what are your springtime goals? I mean, mine is to stay healthy and to keep my weight off and to love my Factor meals, because they are calorie smart meals and they have helped me so much with my portion control, and to support our show and to support your own health. And just for our listeners, you get 50% off your first box of Factor Meals and 20% off your next one by visiting factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 at checkout. Listen, Factor Meals are fresh. They're never frozen. They're chef crafted, dietitian approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. And the most important part, they taste so good that even my kids steal them from me. Before Factor, when I needed a fast meal, I would hit the drive-thru. Well, not anymore, because they have popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan and Veggie. I mean, they're tailored to you and your schedule. And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. Head on over to factormeals.com/Kim50 and use code Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus an extra 20 off of your next box. That's code Kim50 at factormeals.com/Kim50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. Try Factor Meals, get healthy, and give full. They're good, y'all.
Are you overworked, underpaid, exhausted, but love your kids so much and want to be the best mama for them?
How about the best version of you? You deserve that. I'm Gianna DiMedio Simon.
And I'm Casey McDonald Hosmer, and we are moms who absolutely love our new roles in life.
But man, were we not prepared for some of the fine print in the job description.
We want a connection with our children and our partner that doesn't come at the cost of the relationships with our own selves.
We're helping you mother up every Monday on your favorite podcast player. Also, check us out on YouTube, youtube.com/@motheruppod.
Kim Gravel.
Zach, I swear, when a person catches on to this, and, you know, a lot of times it happens later on in life through experience or what have you.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is such truth. In you is success. Every ounce of who you are is phenomenal. I wish I could just share that with everybody. Wish they could feel that. Because every ounce of who you are is unique and special and amazing. If we could catch that, and the earlier these kids can get it, the better off they're going to be. There's no comparison, y'all. There's no competition. It's just obstacles. And if you can learn to embrace them and move through them, your strength and your confidence will be unmatched. And that's the truth.
I think people can feel that.
Yeah, I've lived it. I know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So quit trying to be an expert with no experience like I was at 19 and just go on and get your experience, babe. Just go on and get it. Because that no one can take from you. So that's my collecting confidence show for today.
If you're listening to this and this message is resonating with you, let us know. Go to our website,
yes.
Go to lolkim.com, leave us a voicemail. Tell us what you're feeling, what you're going through.
It is my purpose to edify and build people up. I get a high off of that. So any questions that you have or any comments or any feelings that you have about yourself, just email it. Hit me up on social media, say it wherever, direct message me, whatever. Let us talk to you during this segment of Collecting Confidence.
I love it.
Zach, you're turning into your, and we'll be right back. You're turning into your PBS voice. Do you know you have a PBS voice?
And we'll be right back.
Do you know what I'm saying? You have that public.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm like, okay, how are we going to end this? How are we going to end this segment?
You're public announcer and I'm a preacher. There you go. That's how.
There we go. Okay.
You know,
here's my public announcer.
Do you know the head of Lifetime, A&E Network said that? He said, if you'll just turn the camera on Kim and just let her preach, just let her do it. That's what he said.
Preach, Kim.
He said, I feel, hallelujah. No, I'm not trying to preach to you. I'm not. I'm just trying to passionately portray how to collect your confidence. That's all. I love everybody. If I'm too preachy, just say, keep that to yourself because I really don't care.
Well, here, I have an ending then for you. Ready?
Let's do it.
LOL, Kim Gravel. LOL, Kim Gravel. Yeah.
Yeah. If you love the show, make sure to follow LOL with Kim Gravel in your favorite podcast app. New episodes come out every Thursday. LOL with Kim Gravel is produced and edited by Zach Miller at Uncommon Audio. Theme music by Taco Pella. Mixing and mastering by Zach T. Fell of ZTF Studio. Head to lolkim.com for more information and to join our mailing list. Thanks for listening.